Bush v. Gore, Westmoreland v. CBS, Hollingsworth v. Perry. In each of those well-known and to some extent groundbreaking cases, attorney David Boies represented one of the sides. He's been on the national map as a prominent member of the legal profession for nearly four decades and has never been one to shy away from cases that could lead to dramatic criticism being heaped on him. That happened recently because of Boies' longtime professional connection to Harvey Weinstein, for example. Now 77 years old, Boies will be speaking at ASU's O'Connor College of Law on Wednesday night for the Bruce Meyerson Lecture. A key topic of discussion will be judicial independence. So when I caught up with Boies recently, I asked about the challenges related to that.
The independent judiciary has always been one of the hallmarks of our justice system and one of the real guarantees of the rule of law in this country. It's critical to every civil right that we have. It's critical to reliance on property rights, civil rights. So the independent judiciary is of critical importance. And the independent judiciary has been under attack a number of times in our history, but rarely has it been under such sustained attack as it exists today. And I think that when people call out individual judges based on their background or their heritage or religion, I think that undermines not only the independence of the judiciary, but undermines the public's view of the judiciary, both of which I think are very unfortunate.
Is this something where those involved will have to be even louder in its defense, or is this sort of a temporary blip on the history scale?
I hope it's a temporary blip, but it's a serious blip. And I think every lawyer has a particular obligation to defend the independence of the judiciary. And I think every citizen ought to recognize that it's an independent judiciary that guarantees that when they enter into a contract, the contract will be performed. When they buy a product or service, that the product or service will be as advertised. When they take out a mortgage on their home will be protected, that they'll have the right that's guaranteed under the Constitution to free speech and a free press. All of these essential things that we take for granted depend on an independent judiciary. So I think every citizen ought to see that the attack on the independent judiciary is something that affects them. It's not just lawyers, although, as I say, I think lawyers have a particular responsibility to speak up.
When people hear your name, they're going to associate you with so many famous cases in the history of this country. One of the first high-profile cases, at least the first one that I remember as a younger person with William Westmoreland and CBS.
Yeah.
And when you're that young, even when you know you have the ability, how intimidated were you at that point? How did you keep from being intimidated?
I'm still nervous when I get up in court.
Okay.
Because one of the things I'm trying to do is I'm trying to balance a lot of legal principles and facts, and there's a lot riding on it. And I was nervous then, and I had an argument in San Antonio, Texas, 2 days ago, and I was nervous for that argument. The Westmoreland case was a particularly exciting case because what happened was Mike Wallace and CBS had done a documentary on the Vietnam War, and they had accused General William Westmoreland, who was the American commander in Vietnam, of intentionally distorting enemy troop strength and the success of the American forces in order to keep the war going. And Westmoreland sued CBS for libel, and we had a 3.5-month trial where we really put the Vietnam War on trial. And because of our justice system, we were able to go in and get previously classified records from the Department of Army, from the CIA, from the NSA. And it was that discovery, as well as the trial itself, where we had not only General Westmoreland testify, but Robert McNamara, who was the Secretary of Defense, and Dean Rusk, who was the Secretary of State, and all the high government officials from that era. And for a young lawyer, it was a particularly great opportunity. And for a young man who, if he hadn't been a lawyer, would have been a high school history teacher like my father was. It was a wonderful opportunity to explore history in the making.
When you get to the point of almost being a celebrity attorney, does that change your views? How do you keep it from affecting how you go about your business? The fact that in some cases you're going to face a lot of criticism, maybe almost as much as the people you're representing.
I think that's a really good question, because I think that a lot of the public really don't understand the importance of our legal system and the importance of lawyers representing people accused of crimes and accused of improper conduct. Certain concepts like the presumption of innocence, the right to a trial, these are bedrock protections of human liberty. When I was a young lawyer, I spent time with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights in Jackson, Mississippi in the 1960s. And one of the reasons I was down there was because attorneys in Jackson, Mississippi, the people, attorneys who lived there and worked there, wouldn't represent African Americans, wouldn't represent civil rights workers in these cases because they feared the reaction of their community. And when lawyers shrink from representing clients because they believe that that is going to adversely affect the lawyer's reputation or the lawyer's standing in the community, that is a very treacherous road to begin to go down. The presumption of innocence, the right to a trial, the right to a lawyer, are rights that fundamentally, primarily protect individuals who most need that protection. And if you try to say, well, this person is rich and powerful, so he doesn't get those protections, what you're going to find is those protections begin to get eliminated for everybody. If you don't have universal recognition of certain of these rights, like the presumption of innocence, the right to a trial, those disappear for everybody.
That is David Boies, one of the most prominent attorneys in the U.S. He's chairman of the law firm Boies, Schiller & Flexner. And he'll be in the Valley on Wednesday, February 20th, as part of the Meyerson Lecture at ASU's Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. David, thanks very much for the time today.
Thank you very much. It's good talking to you.